To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Miami Dolphins blow out the Jets 34-10.
For your own satisfaction, and I'll just throw this out there for everybody. Did you need to see that?
Yes.
Right?
Because
here's the deal. Football is weird that they're pros too. And even though you're a lot better, sometimes things just go right that keeps them in the game. Hell, look at the Saints in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Right? There's been, like, these things have happened.
Are the Bucs really going to yak this up to the Panthers?
I don't know. They're banged up, though.
I understand.
So from that standpoint.
A lot of people think Baker's banged up too.
Yeah, he is. So, to see, like, the Dolphins go out and just kind of, like, dominate. Like, it's like, whew, all right, we ain't got to squeeze this one out. You know? It just felt good, right? So, like, yeah, good for them.
Here's Tua on what led to the offense getting going early.
Yeah, I would say to that, it was staying on schedule, staying ahead of the chain, staying on, you know, what we were talking about. For our openers, guys knowing where to go, guys knowing what to do, just being able to operate through those plays, we were able to stay in the rhythm and the flow with those first three drives that we had. And then it was just that we got out of the flow with you know, some self-inflicted wounds.
All righty. Well, they did a good job yesterday.
Protected the football.
Final numbers, Tua, 13-21, 127 yards and a touchdown to Jalen Waddle. Great play, by the way. He took a big hit on that.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him. Jalen Wright, 24 carries, 107 yards and a touchdown. Devon Achane, 7 carries, 92 yards rushing. He also had 13 yards receiving. He had a touchdown before he hurt his ribs. And, yeah, Zach Sealer had 2.5 sacks. Sealer it on up!
Well, and... We should all apologize. I'm not apologizing because I know how this works. But we made a big deal about Zach Sealer being a fat cat. And now you notice everybody's saying, it's not that. It's that everybody around him and the young guys have picked it up so he can be Zach Sealer.
Not a fat cat anymore.
Just
a sexy cat.
Like, it's just ridiculous. That's how we look at that stuff, right? I'm trying to get people to understand that there's 10 other men on the field. And if two or three of the other 10 men aren't doing their job, they can concentrate on you. But now with you got Biggers, you got Phillips, you got Grant, those guys have stepped it up to the point where now we can't just focus all of our attention on Zach Sealer, and now Zach Sealer can be Zach Sealer. Because keep in mind, the last couple of years he always had a guy that garnered attention. Next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's why I give much credit and love to what they've done on the offense and defensive line.
What's wrong, Brittany?
You know, I don't like that sound.
Nobody does, but we just...
It's just so...
You know what?
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Brittany, you know what this is? This is parking backwards in the slanted.
What?
Whoa! Like, he's comparing you to the guy
crazy,
that parked
dude.
Backwards.
I'm just saying.
How dare you?
Like, is it harming anybody? No. This is like that's what I'm gonna start doing. You know what? Like because we pick and choose things that get us going, right? What gets me going could be different what gets you going. But now I'm gonna start using that analogy for you guys too. When old F1 starts talking about stuff that bothers her at F1, I'm like, hey.
How do you like that old F1? Park.
But I'm just saying.
Old F1. Old are F1. You joking?
Was it as controversial, by the way, this weekend as you had thought it was going to be? Or?
It was the closest race. It was really close, wasn't it?
Not necessarily. It was more like... I wanted a little bit more chaos, so I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm happy that Lando won. He's the person that I wanted to win. But I kind of expected a little bit more fight from everybody else.
Well, if he's the best, they'd try to fight. But that's why he's the that's
well,
why he won.
Got third. He finished P3. All he had to do was podium to win. And it was kind of crazy because last weekend, he finished in fourth in P4, right? But if he was P5 the entire race, the last lap, the person in P4 went wide on a turn, and then he was able to pass, get into P4. So that put him only 2 points. That's created a 2-point gap where those 2 points then carried on to help him. All he had to do was podium.
So he's like Ohio State. He didn't need to win. He was already in.
Essentially, like, exactly. So actually, after the race, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, it's essentially the same thing. But after the race, the person who gave up those 2 points to him in Qatar last week literally went in and apologized to Max Verstappen and was like, I'm so sorry that that's what lost you.
Oh, well.
The so, championship.
Question. So, how do you feel about this? Because I think, based on the game that was played between Indiana and Ohio State.
Oh, thank God. I thought this was an F1 question. No, I didn't know.
You're not asking an F1 question. Really? Dude, what's wrong with you?
I didn't know.
Does that sound like...
I
ask hockey questions.
Oh, man.
What ask F1 questions.
What a hockey game on Saturday. Right.
So, anyway. So, I've always had a problem with rankings when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
One plays two.
Yep.
Two beats one by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly the two best teams. Should one drop lower than two? You understand what I'm saying? Because based on the rankings, we've already determined these are the top two teams.
Where do they end up?
If they play each other, they ended up three.
I'm fine with it.
No, I know you're fine. They still get a bye. I knew they wouldn't
drop. I'm kind of excited about it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because if the Canes win, they get to play them. I've been waiting for that for a long time. I know Tascadan. Tascadan, I understand.
For the 200th time with you.
What?
And stupid Canes fans.
What?
Who say, I want to play Ohio State.
Yeah.
First, all F1, and then you're going to stupid Canes fans me.
No.
Just say my name next time.
No, not you. I'm not talking about you.
I know you're talking about me. I know you are.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not.
He's talking about me.
You're so worried about the future that you don't handle your business.
That's true.
Texas A&M is a good team.
Task at hand, I understand.
Texas A&M is a good team.
I am taking care of the task at hand.
Okay.
But you took a little peeky poo.
So.
Who doesn't look good in the bracket?
Don't go and not handle your business.
I understand. Don't lose. Okay. I certainly don't want to lose after all the whining I've done over the last month. Trust me.
Right.
I understand.
Because then how do you look then?
I won't look great.
Okay.
But they're already making mistakes. They're looking ahead of us. You know, they're the stupid
line. You think?
Yeah, their dumbass lineman was like, Reuben Bain's no threat.
By the way, I don't think Miami's played in front of a crowd like this in a while. They get 100 plus.
A lot, yeah.
They played against them 2 years ago over there.
Yeah, but they sucked.
Who, Miami?
No.
Oh, we lost, so we did suck. And it was a primetime night game.
Oh, yeah, that was the kick. Yeah.
Different day and age, dude.
Yep.
Different day and age.
But didn't you beat Texas A&M down here?
Yeah, we beat them. We beat them.
With A-Chan.
Yeah.
God, he's good. This was Mario Cristobal. He was on the Joe Rose Show this morning. This is what he said about getting in.
After the announcement, awesome. Leading up to the announcement, we were confident, but, you know, whenever it's not completely in your hands and left to the decision makers, there's always, you know, there's always some anxiety in there. But you know what, man? It's you think of the meaning of actually playing the game and settling it on the field. And we just felt that at the end of the day, the decision makers, by their own criteria, we're not going to let that one aspect, because that's not a data point. That is the data point. You know what I mean? We always felt that they were not going to let that, if it came down to us in Notre Dame. So fired up beyond words, but right back to work, brother.
Took some negotiations, though, you know?
No, it didn't.
A little bit.
No, it didn't.
A little finagling.
No, it didn't.
Took some shame.
Will you stop? Stop. Like, why? I'm tired of Miami acting like the bridesmaid.
What do you mean?
Every time.
Oh, dude, we are the bride.
Like, stop.
Trust me. We're about to walk down the
aisle.
Didn't
act like it.
We're throwing no
Like, bouquet. Why are you always complaining? You always complain about what everybody else does to you. Stop.
They're going to have that stupid Johnny
So
Menzel
tired of hearing
line.
About it. Like, you know what? If you're that worried about how people are going to screw you, here's an interesting thought. Take care of business yourself.
Well, they did.
Okay. And then you still complained.
No, I'm not.
You complained the whole time.
What do you mean? I couldn't let the cat out of the bag that you knew it was going to happen. That would be no fun.
The worst. I know people like you.
What do you mean?
You just want to be miserable.
That's
you
not
want
true.
To have something to
We're
complain about.
A very happy
about.
Person. Although, I'll tell you what.
We almost went to blows last week with your complaining.
I mean, like.
Why? So, and then when people complain, then they become irrational and unrealistic. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was trying to have a normal conversation to explain to you how things would work out. And I asked you, it's just based on when you lost. I don't care. We should have been ahead of them the whole time. That's never how the rankings have worked.
Listen, do John Cena and The Rock really hate each other? You know, we had a good thing going. Got to keep it up for the people.
Brittany?
I don't know. I'm kind of mad at you because you didn't tell me your inside information, and I had to sweat it out and cried.
No. And I can't let people know you have inside information.
It's not.
Otherwise, you won't get the inside information.
Well, clearly, I'm not passing it on to you. You're ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful.
You guys,
I would have been very grateful, Leroy. I would have been very grateful. I was literally shaking yesterday, waiting for.
I wasn't.
I was trembling.
I was not. I even told my friends, "Don't worry."
Well, because you had the information,
right?
Brittany, let me explain something to you. Here's why I have terrible friends. Because the ingrates that I tried to explain to them, all they kept saying was how Miami always gets screwed, and they didn't even listen.
Imagine if
they
I,
didn't even listen.
Imagine if
they
I,
always thought that throughout this, oh, there's no way they're going to leave Notre Dame out. There's no way. Even as I broke it down, of what was going to happen.
Right, but if we would have gone down the route of you knew, then all of a sudden, you know, 1+1, oh, where's the connection in the room? Then all of a sudden you're exposed. I don't want to leave you there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? I didn't know that you were privy to this
right.
information.
I was trying to be really what I was trying to be was a source umbrella for you, you know?
Leroy did Tobin did a great job of protecting you.
Yep.
And I didn't even know this inside. So Leroy's just talking. He doesn't really know what he's saying.
Even if that's true. Could I at least get a wink or something? Do I have to be dragged through this all week? Because I'm going
to
tell you
fair.
This. The next situation that presents itself, and I say, Tobin, here's what's going to happen.
Right.
Right? Because guess what? Believe it or not, Brittany, years ago, me and Tobin were sitting here, and I said to him, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be like 2 or 3 super conferences, and the playoffs are going to be in these divisions and championships, and they're going to work themselves out right there. I said that a long time ago. And guess where we are? All these big conferences with teams playing each other. Now, what I would suggest next is that you figure out how to do the conferences so that Duke doesn't win one side of it.
That was crazy.
So, and here's what I would say. Here's what I would suggest. Every year, you do like the NFL does, in that they have the division winners and whatever. And the way you do it is you go 1, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, on one side of the division, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 on the other. And they switch every year. That way you should have the same equal amount of talent on both sides. Now, you don't play everybody in your division because you got your rivalry games or whatever.
You know, when Hulk Hogan and Macho Man were beefing.
You know, wait. You do realize wrestling is fake, right?
Well, it's theater. And, you know, when you and I are going at it, it's radio theater. And so I don't want to, like,
if it's theater, why do I want to choke the life out of you?
That's the magic of it.
It's not magic.
That's the magic of it. If I told you, if I gave you a wink, then all of a sudden...
You do that anyway. You get me going even more.
But you also, you are terrible at reading Tobin's cues because he does a little smirk when he gets into these arguments with you. Let him rile you up.
Here's what Tobin does. You see, amateur. You're amateur in the ways of Tobin. He comes in hot.
I don't know why he's being so rude to me.
He comes in hot, right? And then once he realizes he's lost, then he goes to the winky wink smiling. No, he doesn't do it beforehand. He does it after.
That's not true.
You know, I'm only kidding. You know, this argument is only for good
that's
radio.
That's not true, dude.
You're like the guest that goes, you know, it wouldn't be good radio if we agreed.
It wouldn't be good radio
but
if
it's,
we
he's
agreed.
Right
it's also terrible radio when you're wrong.
I wasn't wrong. I was right the whole time. Never wrong, just early.
You're the jackass that has the answers to the test and mm-hmm. still fails.
No, I didn't fail, though.
No, I'm telling you. Can't listen. I can't help you. I'm out of the, and you know what? I wish I had used my powers for a group of fans that were a little more worthy. But I tried.
I'm worthy?
No, I tried and still.
I clearly wasn't worthy because you didn't tell me anything.
You weren't here.
It's true.
I was here last week when you guys were fighting.
We always fight.
No, when you were specifically fighting about this and you kept saying, Miami's going to get in if they win. Miami's going to get in if they win.
Yeah.
You could have come in here, whispered in my ear, Brittany, it's all going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
I was stressed. My aura ring.
You know how many Canes
heights
fans,
of stress that it's
how
never
many Canes
seen before.
Fans at 11:59 said I got the bubble guts? Like,
well, they made it sound like we had no chance.
I'm not even joking.
Everybody
shaking.
Told you, but everybody wasn't Leroy.
That's right. But if I would have said I knew, then all of a sudden you're exposed.
Stop trying to cover your ass.
No, I'm like, just telling
the
you.
Worst.
Imagine like you gave me like a stock tip, and then they're like, hey, Tobes, why'd you invest in Publix all of a sudden? And be like, Leroy told me they're rolling out a new pub sub nobody knows about. Like, no, I would never do that to you.
You think the stock market's going to... because of a new pub sub?
Have you ever had the peach heat?
No. Peach heat is disgusting.
Dude, now we're going to fight.
What?
What? Peach heat is delicious.
I don't like... Just give it a little whirl, baby.
What are you even talking about?
Peach heat sub.
Peach heat sub or peach heat roasted chicken. They're doing peach heat now.
You did the peach heat roasted chicken?
Yes, I did.
Peach, like delicious. Peach the fruit?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
That does sound disgusting.
I'm telling you. They nailed
it. I don't like... See, here. Understand this. I don't like sweet and sour. I do not like sweet and spicy. So peach heat doesn't even get, no.
Dade South says Kyle Lowry was peach heat. Speaking of Kyle Lowry, the Miami Heat apparently holding meetings about a trade of a possible all-star. Get into that coming up. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Bump.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bump. 15 minutes of heat here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat. Woof.
First of all,
lost their third in a row.
You give 140 to Sacramento.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that was. They have, you know what? They go about once every five games where they just can't shoot the ball a lick.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Dude. It's been so, like, they have been in such a funk except for the Clippers game where they broke their record or tied their record.
Or they come out and, like, within, like, two games, they'll come out and make 23s.
Zach LaVine hit 8 threes, and the Heat finished with 9, which was, you know, some window dressing. They had a terrible second quarter. They gave up a 40-piece, and it really just couldn't slow them down the rest of the way. It was an ugly game. It was an ugly game. Miami is now 14-10. Back in the play-in.
So
back in the play-in.
My question is this, and I've always wondered about this, and I was wondering how this was going to play out. The old Heat, regardless of how much or how little they scored, were always in the game because of their defense. Now, the defense wasn't as good last year, but mm-hmm. That's usually what their bread and butter was.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to run up and down the court.
Their defensive numbers have still been very good this season.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, their defensive numbers have been really, really
good.
This past game is not a great example of it.
But when it goes south, this is what it looks like. Whereas before when it went south, it was just they couldn't score.
SDI says, Dolphins are back in the hunt, Heat back in the play-in. Sports seems right again. this was Norman Powell. He says this was him on the concern level right now.
I don't think we're too concerned right now. You know, if you look at the 4-5 and go back and see how we lost those games and where we're at, you know, we could easily be, you know, 5-4-1. You know,
don't get too greedy.
He was getting ready to say 5.
Got to get back to who we are, back to our identity, offensively, defensively, especially this game. You know, no excuse coming back off of back-to-back. But, you know, just tightening up the little things and how we want to play, the flow and the play style that we want to get back to and that we've been having throughout the course of the year so far. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we're going to tighten some things up, take tomorrow off, let our bodies rest and recover, come back Monday. Watch some film, see how we can get better, and then get ready for Orlando again.
Yeah, the NBA Cup is tomorrow. Early start, by the way, everybody, 6 o'clock. Just keep note of that. So early start, so that would be what? That's a 4:45 preheat tomorrow. So just keep note of that. Back in Orlando, it's like our second home. Tell you what, those Let's Go Heat chants are loud up there. Loud. But here's the thing I would take. Norm? Love you, dude. All right? Love you. So I've just been a great Norman Powell era thus far. Here's where I got to take some issue, though, my friend. You can say that, oh, we could have been 4-1, and we could have... Dude, You've basically had to fight your way into just being close. And first, I'm taking Saturday out of it. Mm-hmm. The Orlando game, the Mavericks game, and the Pistons game. Every single one of those games, you guys had to have a furious comeback just to make it close. So, I don't want to make it seem like you guys were going tooth and nail with all these teams at all, bouncing the wrong way. You want to do that with the Orlando game? Okay, Orlando, you're always going to have close games. They're good defensively. You're good defensively. That game is just going to be 104, 103. That's how those games are going to go. The Mavericks game, the Pistons game, this past game, every one of these, you had to make a furious comeback just to even like give yourself some kind of a chance. So I'm not buying what he's selling there. Respectfully, Norm, love you. You know, it's been a great era thus far. I just wanted to make sure I'm not buying that one. So, you know, and as D Sizzle says, Mavs suck, Kings suck. Lost to them both. I was hoping for a 3-1 week. You guys had a 1-3 week. Like, you know, like I was at the very least, I was hoping, all right, well, 2-2, you're going to beat the Kings. And you guys weren't even close to the Kings, dude. You know, guys showed up in Heat uniforms, but it's like your minds were over at Art Basel. I don't know what the hell happened in that game. That was a terrible performance. So, look, you advance in the NBA Cup, you head to Vegas. You know, we'll feel a little bit better about things. But, yeah, all of a sudden the Heat are in the kind of their first slump of the season right now. I got to take a break, but I will get into what the reports are out there surrounding the Miami Heat, because quite interesting.
Could be something, could be nothing.
Could be something, could be nothing.
Oh, let's see. I'll ask you this. Hope is something or hope is nothing?
It's a bad time to ask that. See, I'm down right now, you know, and this is why I'm upset, because you know,
that's what you do.
I get up. Well, no, that's not what I do.
Because guess what? Right now, if somebody came in and wanted to trade, and you said, Jovic has to be in the deal. You were like, nice knowing you, little Jovi.
Wow, don't say that.
Yes, you would.
No.
You would.
I love Jovic.
You're Golden, fraudulent.
Don't start because 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, like, I'm so happy with this team. Oh. I don't want to trade anybody.
Did I say that? Did I say that? I said I don't want to trade anybody? I don't recall.
That's exactly what you said.
Wow. She takes notes, this one.
Yeah, we all do. You just don't listen to my notes.
Take a break. Back after this. I like how.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
JFig is on the beat of OnlyFans models who are getting tickets from Terry Rozier.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know what you had just sent me. I hadn't seen that clip. That was funny. Do you want to explain what you have found to the people?
So there was this girl called Selena Powell who was, I guess, exposed on a stream saying that a Miami Heat player has been giving her tickets to recent games, allegedly. And it kind of slipped out of her mouth that it was a Miami Heat. And she said that that the person that was giving the tickets is suspended right now. Which is where it leads to.
Well, we know, yeah. She's claimed, I believe, in the past that Terry was going to have great games because she was with him the night before. Safe to say, he did not have great games. So,
man, listen, let me say something about these young athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be messing with people that got your business all out there. That ain't you setting yourself up for trouble. That in itself.
Why?
Why?
No, why?
No, not you.
Why to the south?
Why to what?
Why? It makes the hairs on my neck stand up.
It's nice that Terry Rozier is still giving tickets, though, while he's not playing. That's
very
nice.
Kind,
she's a big basketball fan. You know?
I mean,
he's like, listen, I'm not going to be there. I'm a little busy, but you know,
look,
if you
first
guys,
of all,
if you want to go, if you like hoops, you like hoops.
Yeah, but look here,
courtside tickets though are nice. I don't think Terry Rozier gets free courtside tickets.
At no point in time do I picture myself being on the cover of GQ.
Mm-hmm.
So I act accordingly. But I'm tired of looking on social media and seeing all these people that think they're God's gift to looks or whatever, and you're not. Right? Everybody just stay in your lane and have a good time.
Oh, he was having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, if he paid more attention to her, then he might still be playing basketball.
Perhaps.
Allegedly.
Perhaps.
He just throw allegedly.
I believe she said that he's innocent, though. So he's got her as a character witness.
He going to lose her as a character witness when she stopped getting tickets. So what the hell? Like, we know how this works. Stop acting. What? Is everybody shocked about what I'm saying?
Why, you think she's going to, like, pull up to Bella?
No.
To Bella?
Bella?
Leave Bella out of this.
No, he can't.
Leave him out of it.
First of all, can I just say this?
Hmm?
Sometimes, and I'm going to just tell you from my own personal experience, not me firsthand, but just people that I know that have told me, sometimes you got to look at a person's roster to tell where you fit in,
mm-hmm.
to feel good about the situation or not. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I had a friend, and he, not even an athlete, he used to date models.
Ooh.
He was like, wow.
Wow, amazing.
And then he was with a big time one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of his life, his roster just lifted because he had.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
You know, you get one person a max contract, then all of a sudden everybody wants to sign there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. So I'm like, yeah, I'm hanging out with you.
Hey, listen, every once in a while, Astron's going to want tickets.
Watch is them. She Astron?
I don't know.
I don't think she's Astron.
Assemble!
She's not Astron. Dude, you know what Astron looks
she goes,
like.
Oh, look at that one. No Terry here, but Yakachonas, huh?
I would say this, though. Let me look at this. Let me look at this one more time. I'm going to tell y'all how it is.
Do you think that UD is...
Hey,
Leroy.
Can I just say, nothing against old Celine Powell.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, Udonis Haslem ever takes the young guys under the wing and he's like,
who's
hey,
that guy?
I don't know. I think he's a streamer. I can't keep up with all these
Why
people.
Does he have lip gloss on?
No idea. But do you think Udonis Haslem ever, like, tells the rookies,
also,
hey.
She is Astron. I just saw her Instagram.
Oh, real? Okay.
Well, thank you for the research.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome. We just doing research.
I had to beat Leroy to it because he's still typing out her name.
I'm not typing out nothing.
Or finding the app.
I'm not looking for nothing.
But do you think Udonis Haslem ever takes like Yakachonis and goes, hey, there's going to come a time. I don't know when. I don't know where, Kasparis. But Astron's going to try and assemble. And you need to be careful. He goes, what does that mean? He goes, you'll know. Just be careful. Don't say UD didn't warn you. It's Miami. This Miami place can get crazy. So speaking of people who can handle the craziness of Miami, there was a report yesterday from Jake Fisher from the Stein Line that says he's an NBA reporter. Mark Stein's a newsletter.
Okay.
Still hasn't gotten back to Robbie. He had a report that said the Miami Heat are shaping into a surprising buyer on the trade market even before this week's Giannis headlines. League sources say that the Heat, for example, have had internal discussions about Memphis's Ja Morant and how Miami's infrastructure could benefit him.
Hey.
Tobin?
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Internal. I already knew it. You guys are talking. I already knew where this was going.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say this.
What?
You see that commercial with Teddy Bridgewater being the...
the backup QB. I love those commercials.
Yeah. Let me say this.
What?
You say, what did he tell her? You can't fix it.
You can't fix it. You're not a mechanic.
You're not a mechanic. Right. That Miami Heat, you are not in a position for projects. We're not doing projects
We might be in position for projects.
I don't. You think. Hold on.
You're such a fraud.
Wait. Why? What do you mean?
No, he is a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. No.
Like, don't minus one for flip-floppery. Why? Seriously.
No.
Minus
seriously.
One for flip-floppery.
Because you know you said you didn't want him, right?
Ja Morant, I didn't say that.
He first said.
What I said was. Hold on.
And then he was like, no. Actually, I don't want him. And then now this happens again. And you're like.
Well, I don't know if I would trade.
Interesting.
I'm not trading. You know, I love Davion Mitchell. I don't know if I can live in a world where Davion Mitchell is not the Heat's point guard right now because that's my guy.
They ain't getting Davion.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get Tyler and Jovic.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
No, interesting. Say it. What? Say it out loud so it can.
I don't have to say it.
Say it in that little high pitched Billy Eilish voice, huh?
Whoa! Hold on!
Say no!
Hold on!
Say
hold
it.
On!
First of
hold
all,
hold on.
Listen, see. It used to be only me.
I don't like those.
More people are hip to your little game here.
No, more people.
You're a fraud.
Incorrectly.
You're a fraud. Nope. You're a fraud. Just because you say you didn't say, you can't just say we made it up.
You can't just claim it.
Right.
Sure I can.
No, you
we
can't.
It
wouldn't be accurate.
Against one.
Because you're lying to against one. Because hold on, everyone hold on. Here is a witness. Everyone has seen and heard you do
Tobin?
This.
Tobin?
Yes?
You need to stop.
What do I got to do?
Right now.
Why?
Stop lying to these people.
What did I say?
You know, every time a famous name comes up, that's
you
right.
You perk up.
You get all excited.
We had internal meetings, though.
So.
You can't get mad at me for them having internal meetings.
No, I'm getting mad at you for your role in this.
What's my role?
Because you said I didn't want him, and now you're getting all excited.
I didn't say that. I don't think the words I don't want Ja Morant have come out of my mouth.
Have the words I'm never trading Jovic?
It has, about 2 weeks ago.
I don't recall that.
Have the words that. you literally said there is nobody in the NBA right now that I would trade for.
It was more to that, but here's the thing: we were winning six in a row, and you know you get a little high on your supply.
So basically, your attitude is like the weather. Cold front coming in. Don't want him.
Fraud.
Nice weather outside. You know what? Maybe we could fix them.
Stop treating everyone.
You can't fix people, dude.
What do you mean?
Why? Like, it's like when guys bring injured players in, and then they always think they're going to get healthy. Since when?
Well, why would you have an internal meeting if you don't think you can fix them?
They're kicking the tires on everything.
Just kicking the tires.
Internal meeting doesn't mean anything.
I can't kick the tires?
Why you got all excited, dude?
I don't know. I mean, just
a meeting means nothing.
It would say something about your internal culture. You feel like you can get Ja Morant on the same page. Now, I don't know.
Who
that can
you fix? Dude, let me tell you.
We can't
fix. You ever notice that people that come to the Heat fit the Heat? They don't try to fix anybody.
Interesting.
And I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
Whiteside.
They did fix Whiteside.
They did not fix it.
They did fix Whiteside.
He reverted back to – then you gave him some money, and he went Whiteside on you.
Well, he's already rich.
No. Again, they didn't fix Whiteside.
Oh.
Here's he just played your game till he got his money.
Whiteside, if Whiteside would have just been happy with being Hassan Whiteside and not Joel Embiid.
In other words, he didn't get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because a Heat player doesn't care about his own success. He cares about team success. Whiteside wanted his success. So you didn't fix him.
D Sizzle says, Tobin, didn't you throw a harpoon towards Zion before the season?
Oh!
Bum.
We're not even talking about him.
So true.
All right, I'll wear the Zion one.
You don't have to admit to nothing. We know you did it.
Please,
you confirming it doesn't mean anything. We know what you did.
What did
you
do?
You on the Ja and the Zion train,
right? And John Norman Powell, Ja. Davion.
Okay, listen. You do realize? Let me give you a little update on what you asking for.
Right.
He's a knucklehead. You might be able to fix that.
Yeah.
He's also hurt a lot.
That's true.
Okay.
You know, could be the next Derrick Rose, John Wall. Just not as athletic
Tyler
anymore.
Tyler Hero. So if you trade somebody like Tyler or Jovic, what are you not going to trade them for? Tyler or Jovic?
Interesting.
You're not going to trade to get the same damn player?
Look, I mean, what are you
yelling
at me for?
You're the worst.
Had
you're the worst.
If Andy Ellisberg calls a
you're
meeting,
the worst.
Then why am I the worst?
They could be meeting about anything. Somebody, like we had a meeting the other day. We said, Lynn, we're not coming to the meeting unless you get pizza.
Interesting.
Maybe Andy Ellisberg wanted pizza.
You think Andy Ellisberg just called a meeting for catering?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why not?
They said that. They had internal discussions about
internal
Ja Morant
discussions
and how Miami's
over stone crabs.
What do you guys want at this meeting?
Stone crabs.
How Miami's infrastructure could benefit him. Interesting.
Okay.
Stop treating everyone.
No, it's not. No, you're the worst. Listen.
I'm not the worst.
You now have three people who call you out, and you still deny it. This might be a record level of unawareness because, things you have said. We've seen you get all excited about Ja and Zion, and still,
my mood's
to this day,
right?
You think you can fix Ja?
Well, let me ask you something. I'm just asking questions. Is it fraudulence if your mood changes just because you're in a losing streak as opposed to a win streak? That makes me a fraud?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're easily influenced.
Not easily. I lost to the Kings.
So easily influenced.
Did you see us lose to the Kings?
Believe me, I did. I was producing the game.
It was terrible. And so I'm going to feel a little different than after we beat the Cavs. Sorry. I don't think that makes me a bad guy.
It
does that make
you,
me a bad guy?
And we didn't say that. We called you a fraud.
This is ridiculous.
We called you a fraud. I'm going to find the clip.
Minus
I'm gonna
one.
Find it. I'm going to find it.
I don't like this.
Fraud. For fraudulence.
You're the worst.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.